and no, he's not trying to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Can't understand. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's sports night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit. What happened? What happened?
That's the other thing, but not this thing.
Come on, Mark. Get it right.
I know. Friday.
What, you got a cramp over there? You got a cramp?
I could have hit. Maybe not that kind of cramp. I could have hit the thing, but I didn't want to hit the thing. We air our business. You know, we do our thing.
I don't understand. People make such a big deal about the whole LeBron thing and the cramps and all that.
What don't you get?
Well, the WNBA plays with cramps all the time.
Oh, man. Why don't you just bring up Bill Laimbeer and boxes again? Bill, what's it like working with boxes?
Oh, stop.
His dad was a box guy.
He owned a box company.
Box company, and he was the coach of the Shock. Detroit Shock got a mention on national television last night.
Why?
I might play it for you so you can find out later on tonight. There's a tease. It was on a national television sitcom. The actual Detroit Shock was mentioned. You're saying to yourself, how is that possible?
Oh, that terrible show you were telling me about.
Yes. You should have seen how they hit Detroit last night. I don't know what's going on with that program. It's called Undateable, but I don't want to talk about it now. Hang on to that material. It's a Facebook Friday, June 6, 2014. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. And Juniza continues. Yes, it does. We've got a Benito's Pizza sitting right here since 1969, Benito's Pizza. We'll be diving into that real soon. Benito's Pizza, if you're watching us at ParkerandTheMan.com.
Very, very good.
We got this from the West Bloomfield Farmington Hills location at 14 Mile, corner of 14 and Farmington Road. You cannot miss
it. No wonder it was so hot. It was real close. And you know what? They've been open since 1969.
That's a long time. That's when, how long ago that was? That's when Major League Baseball went into divisions.
That's right.
That's how long ago. There's like 20,000 locations. There's a lot of locations. Novi, Royal Oak, Saline, Rockwood. They're just all over the place. Southfield. Benito's has a lot of locations for you. You can check them all out. You can find them. You know you can. It's benitospizza.com. It's that simple. We're going to be tasting the one tonight from 14 Mile and Farmington Road. Pretty close to my locale. And, in fact, I'm going to give it up right now. I have had Benito's Pizza before. Thank you very much. I am a paying customer, and I enjoy it greatly. So, this is just another beautiful night for Juniza, in which we taste test local pizzerias across this great Metro Detroit of ours. That's how it works. That's how it plays out. Please enjoy it here and on the video stream at ParkerandTheMan.com. Tigers are underway. Are they starting? No, not quite yet. We're 3 minutes away from first pitch. 7:08. Tigers and the Boston Red Sox.
You know why it's 7:08, right?
7:08, because that's the time it goes.
Three more minutes of commercials, Mark. Well, come on, you know better than that.
I didn't know that's where you were going.
Well, the White Sox start their game at what, Mark?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, and they sold that sponsorship to?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Of course, it's 8-Eleven Eastern time. There's no 8-Eleven store.
Well, but they're central. They don't care about the East.
I guess not. They don't care about, in Chicago, you get to watch Fallon and all those shows at 10:30. Don't forget that. Your news is the 10 o'clock news.
It's very good. I like that about Chicago. Well,
I did not experience 11 o'clock newscasts until I literally came to college in Michigan.
But it was 11 o'clock. You guys just didn't know it. It was.
Huh?
It was 11 o'clock.
It was 10 o'clock.
No, it was 11. The real time is 11. East Coast time is the only one that matters.
Oh, come on.
Everybody else is on some fake time. You're on the fake time, Mark. You're living in a fake time.
Until I was 17 and a half years old, I never knew. No, I didn't say I didn't know, but to me, 10 o'clock was the news, 10:30 was Johnny Carson.
But But you were living in a fake time.
It was not fake time. I was living in a central time zone.
They don't say 10:30 Central and 11:30 Eastern.
They say them both normally, but Eastern comes first.
Why is that, Mark Wilson? Because most people live
in... Because come out of New York.
Because most of the...
I can't help it if New York is the number one market in the country and Chicago's number three.
The idea is that it's still about the East Coast. But anyway...
I know. The whole world revolves around the East Coast of this country.
Well, it was revolving last night.
You know what? We're just along for the ride, Rob.
Around LeBron James and his cramps and the Spurs take game
You really
one.
Want to hit that first tonight?
No, I don't. Let's get to the Tigers. We could get to the Tigers first. I just don't want to forget.
Well, what are you thinking here? You got these three games with Boston, then you have to go to Chicago. That's the big series to me.
No, both of these are. Both of these next seven games are huge. You got four in Chicago, and you got three right here against the Red Sox. And Mark, going in, I feel confident. Smiley's pitching tonight, right?
Smiley against a guy who's had one start. De La Rosa, this is his second start of the season. His first start was very good. He struck out eight, went seven innings. I have the numbers written down, but he was real good. It was against Tampa. It's part of that, how about the Rays, 10-game losing streak now. Seven innings, four hits, eight strikeouts in the win over Tampa last Saturday. That's his start of the season. So here you got a guy. He's on the road. Second start, he should be. He's not a second major league start. He pitched for the Dodgers a couple years ago.
Shouldn't you start looking at Madden down there in Tampa Bay? Seriously.
I wrote that down, in fact, today. I think he's very much on the hot seat. Madden is very much on the hot seat in Tampa.
Okay.
They've seen the act.
It was a cute little act, yeah. Mark. You didn't get anything out of it, and now.
You got to go to the World Series.
No, but I mean, you didn't win. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's been a while.
I would say the Tampa situation is still a bit different than an 113-year-old organization like the Tigers.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying I'm starting to look at Joe Madden saying, I don't see any magic down there in Tampa Bay.
Those cute black glasses of his are...
And all those cute games and stories and all that other stuff.
That plays out when you're doing well, but...
Oh, yeah.
They expected a lot more in Tampa than they're getting right now. They're a last-place club. One of the worst teams in baseball right now. The season's over. Yeah, for the most part, it's over.
It's over. With the way the Blue Jays are playing, Mark, and the other teams in the East, I don't know how you climb up over those other teams.
No, you can't. I don't think that's even – I mean, you'd have to have a real whiz-bang of a midsummer here, you know, probably before
you're not climbing,
that point.
You're not climbing over one team.
No, you're Red Sox and Yankees and Orioles.
Got three teams to climb up just to get to the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
You should be happy. The guy the Tigers took yesterday in the draft, Derek Hill, did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Daryl Strawberry's cousin.
Is that right?
He's Straw's cousin.
Wow, is he a left-handed hitter?
Trying to switch hit.
Okay.
He's a righty right now. He's trying to get into switch hitting, and he needs to because they said his bat isn't very much. The Tigers just drafted a guy whose bat isn't very much. He's got great speed. They think of him as a Gary Pettis type. What does that mean?
That means he can catch and he can't hit.
Have you ever heard anybody compared to G. Pettis before? Gary Pettis?
There goes the no-hitter.
No-hitter's gone? Oh, Drew Smiley, I was so hoping you were going to get the no-hitter tonight. You were really looking forward to watching that.
We keep talking about when is somebody going to come out, Mark, and just pitch a shutout and pitch a shutout. One of the starters come out and just shut the other team down.
Oh, yeah, you know, Anibal Sanchez, but then he doesn't get any hits, so you can't glorify Sanchez's last few starts because they're giving him no runs. You can't win with 0-0.
No, you can't.
Can't do it.
You could try to do it, though, Mike, huh?
You can't do it is right.
No, you can try, right, Mike?
Can't do it.
Okay. He says he can't do it. Should we start the thing? Want to get it going?
Let's start the show. We got a lot to do.
It's a Friday. I mean, it's one of these Fridays. It's a Facebook Friday. It's
beautiful Friday.
Beautiful, sunshiny skies. We're inside. Should do the show outside. Hey, let's get the minions to go and just pull all this stuff out during a break, and we'll just do it outside.
Put it on a cart. Let's go sit outside.
Put it on a cart. Take it to the elevator. We have an elevator here.
We got a long enough extension cord to make this thing happen.
Extension cord.
Do it live.
That's
right.
Right,
and we'll do it live.
Put it on an extension cord, and we'll do it live.
Do it live.
Do it live.
Write it, and we'll do it live.
Do it live.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Oh, my. Bill O'Reilly, will you be known for anything but that anymore?
No, no, no.
You can write all the books you want, man.
Right. About Abraham Lincoln and Jesus
Christ.
But
everybody's dead. Killing everybody.
Killing Abraham Lincoln, killing whatever.
Jesus.
Killing Jesus' mom. I mean, whatever the next book is.
Killing Mary Todd Lincoln.
Exactly.
My name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who was shocked. I mean flat out shocked that Ann Arbor was voted the number one college football town in America over Norman, Oklahoma. And East Lansing got shut out. Didn't make the list at all. I guess burning couches just doesn't mean much anymore.
It sure doesn't.
I guess burning a few couches in Cedar Village doesn't count for anything when you're rating the best college towns in America.
It looks like it's 2-0.
Already?
Yeah, I think that's a home run when they review it. Was that a home run? I think that's
You know what's about Drew Smyly now? Every time he gives up a hit, he looks like he's so dejected.
He's got that frown. I don't know. I got to get a replay of that.
Xander Bogaerts.
Mark, he's been hitting home runs. Like, where does that ball hit? Look at that. It's out over the plate. He reaches. I want to see where it hit. I think this is a home run if they review it.
Boston in their blue tops coming in and their gray.
Look, here it is. Where'd it hit?
No.
Stayed in the ballpark. Yeah. Yep, it's a double.
Didn't go above the yellow line. Hit the yellow line.
So RBI double, 1-0 Boston already.
So there you go. Give it up to Ann Arbor, the number one college football town in America. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
That's right. It is Sports Night with Parker the Man. As we said, a beautiful Friday evening, Metro Detroit. So much to do, so little time. Rob Parker along with D-Man Mark Wilson, EP, Gary, Justin, and Josh, the video streaming minion on the other side of the glass. And our telephone number is 248-848-1130. And really, let's start with the Tigers, and we already know about Justin Verlander yesterday and a whole 9 yards. They lost 5 in a row, first time since 2008 at home. It's more about what are you looking for this weekend? Do they have to sweep? Do they have to get 2 out of 3 to
Definite 2 out of 3 to go into Chicago.
Minimum, right?
Minimum. 2 out of 3. You got Scherzer going against Lester tomorrow, and you got Sanchez against Lackey. That's a Sunday night, nationally televised game. That's the game you need to show people. If you're going to lose a game, I would lose tomorrow. Today you got to beat Bubby Brister here, or whatever, Bubby Brister, De La Rosa. Boy, it's Rubby De La Rosa.
Pedroia with a terrible out, foul pop up to first. You got to move the runner.
You know, he's got to change that name. You know why? Because if he's good, you'll call him by his name, Rubby. If he's bad, he's going to be Ruby.
Ruby
Tuesday.
You know that's where I met Camille, right? In a Ruby Tuesday.
At the salad bar?
No. She was in the restaurant.
You actually met her at a Ruby Tuesday.
Yep, she caught my eye. You know what Ruby Tuesdays?
Let me guess. 12 Mile and the one on Orchard Lake Road.
No, you got 12 Mile, right? Not that one.
Way down? 12 Mile and, like, Drake or something?
No, closer to Southfield. It used to be. It's gone now.
12 Mile and where in Southfield?
There used to be the Tell 12 Mall, Mark. Remember the old Tell 12.
Before right there, Meyer went in.
Right, there used to be a Ruby.
I don't even remember there being
a Ruby Tuesday. But it used to be when it was a mall. You remember
right,
when it was a mall?
I've been to the mall a million times.
Yeah. It was a Ruby Tuesday. I think it was across the street, though. Not in the mall. I thought it was across the street.
God, I don't remember Ruby's there at all. Remember the Denny's that's now gone across the street.
I know. I can't believe that's gone. But right there, Tell 12, there used to be a Ruby Tuesdays right there.
So there were 3 Ruby Tuesdays on 12 Mile within 10 miles.
Yep.
Because there's the one that's at, like, either Haggerty or whatever. Then there's the one that's right there at 12 by the tire places up at Orchard Lake Road, and then that one in Southfield.
Right there. I was in that restaurant, and she caught my eye.
How about that?
You know?
How'd that work out?
It was good for 7
good for
years.
A while. It was good
kidding?
For a while.
I'll take the 7
Yeah,
years,
no,
right?
I should. Yeah, you know what?
Mark?
You live life, right? You live life.
I'll take the L'chaim. 7 I'll take the set to life. Very
to
good.
Life. To L'chaim. Life. Tradition. Rob Parker.
Oh, my God.
Tradition. Dun da da dun dun da 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 dun da da. What happened to that drop?
We need
forgot
that.
About that.
I know, but we know what? It's also a tradition for us to take a look and celebrate Hank Aaron with the official Ooh. Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Of course, that means we honor the legacy of Hank Aaron, the 40th anniversary of the magical 7:15, hit into the bullpen, caught by Tom House, that broke the record of the Bambino, Babe Ruth, George Herman Ruth, number 714. It also means you get to hear Milo Hamilton every night, and it tells you what time it is on the Eastern Seaboard. Your Eastern time zone, it's now 7:15 on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Tigers and the Red Sox for 3. Used to be a big deal, right, when the Red Sox would come to town?
Oh,
it's still a
big deal. Remember, they were in the ALCS last year. Red Sox, of course, get those 2 big grand slams.
This is the rematch. Except we've already seen them once this year. So it's the big rematch. Remember what happened last year? That was a lot of fun. That's why Jose Veras and Joaquin Benoit are no longer with us. They're not dead, but they're just not here anymore.
Smiley got out of it. Pedroia helped him with that terrible out. But one run on two hits. Smiley leaves a man at third. So there you go. Tigers coming up. They're already trailing 1-0.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean,
no, I said it should have been. Man on second, nobody out. That should be another run.
Right. Probably 3 or 4 runs in this inning against
Smiley.
It should
have been at least 2. You got to get 2.
If you're John Farrell, you're looking for
this.
Move
the runner over, Mark. He's there at third base with 1 out, and then Big Poppy comes.
Well, that's the other thing about John Farrell. Look at the season that they've had. They had the long losing streak, then they had a nice winning streak. Now they're back to this.
Lost 10.
1-7.
1-7, and now have lost 3, which is amazing, Mark. In the last 7 series, have all been sweeps. You ever seen that? I bet it's never happened before.
No, I can't imagine that. I don't know.
Right?
I can't go back.
All
in my head
7 series. How is that possible?
Doesn't make a lot of sense because that's not usually baseball. Usually you find a way
to win a game. Somebody mixes in a shutout, right? Because we always talk about mixes.
Or you have one of these games where you're scoring 15 runs. Now, Tigers could use one of those blowouts too. You know, you say that about the pitching. To prove to a lot of people right now that the hitting is where it is, they need one of these blowout
games. No, you know what, Mark?
I
can't argue with that. A blowout, 15-1. If they score
a ton of runs. Get yourself back. Make everybody happy. You go. They do a little dancing in the clubhouse. Get the music up loud. That's how you do this thing. And I think it works better when you actually score a lot of runs than when you're getting great pitching performances. And you'd like both. But right now, if I had my choice, I'd like to see them beat the Red Sox, especially a guy like this, who's just, you know, fresh back into the majors.
Well, we've seen guys like this come in.
We saw it the other day.
And handle the Tigers, and that's the frustrating part. You should beat up on these guys, these mediocre guys. I get it when you got to face some of the
tougher
guys.
That's that Roenis Salias guy from Seattle.
Right.
They should have beaten, you know what,
out of him. Who had just gotten tattooed to start before.
Yes. And you couldn't get anything off of him.
Nope.
And that's rare. You know, in the last 8 years, the Tigers have usually done a really good job of beating up on pitchers they should beat up on.
That's how they made their living, Mark. Right?
They really
feasting,
did.
Feasting on the mediocre.
That's how they got started. 06 was all about beating up on, hey, look, we may not get the best or get all the aces, but we can get the guy who's 2-3-4.
Right, you got to do that. 2-4-8, 8-4-8, 11-30.
Buster, you're on Sports Night with Parker and a Man. Hi, Buster.
All right. Well, did you know this is the 70th? The anniversary of D-Day?
Yes, of course. Everybody knows that. It's all over the place, 70th
anniversary. I don't think everybody knows it, unfortunately. But
just read the papers. Oh, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately,
it's on the web.
People don't read or go online to read. Well, anyway, now, as a sort of an ode to our rookie skipper, hear me out now. The Tigers GM wanted very badly to see a world championship banner fly unfurled at Comerica Park, sleep with those aging pilot and sought his replacement throughout the baseball world. Out there was a dude named Bradley, who was often referred to and called Brad. His 18-year career ended in 2010, and lady fans thought him a very handsome lad. Then the Tigers GM interviewed this Dartmouth fellow and knew it was much more than a hunch that he'd found the club of smart Dudley Skipper, and the Tigers became the Bradley Bunch, the Bradley Bunch, the Bradley Bunch. That's how the Tigers became the Bradley Bunch.
Look at this. Plan off. It's a TV theme song, Thursday to Friday edition.
Friday edition, yes. Very nice, Buster.
Look at Buster writes songs. That's what he does.
Hey, Buster, one thing. I'm sorry. Dude, can I get your address so I can send you a 9-volt battery? If I hear that fire smoke detector beep in the background one more time.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Rob, but this place is not one of the nicest neighborhoods in the city. So,
yeah, but you still need a smoke detector. I mean, what is it beeping for?
You hear it a lot better than
put
I
a 9-volt battery, Buster.
Well, I'll try to get one this weekend. Sorry about that, Rob, but you know, I'll tell you, you'll know the Tigers are going really badly tonight if they lose to a Rubby.
If they lose to Rubby.
Yeah, Rubby, yeah.
Yeah.
What might happen is that we might have a sort of a druggy game, because if the Tigers have to use Coke, I mean, we'll have to use Coke and the Red Sox throw to Rubby. But I'm telling you, if they get swept by the Red Sox this week, even I might start to panic.
You know, let me tell you about that, too. They could be out of first place this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
hard to believe when you think that they were about to expand on a five-game lead, and now they could be out of first place by Sunday night.
You know, this is my pet peeve, right? I'm sorry about
smoke
that.
Smoke detectors?
Yes. How many people, Mark? It is unbelievable. I'll send them a 9-volt battery. You know how many people die in fires, and you know
Wait
what they always say? They don't have a smoke. They didn't have
so
a battery.
So you mean to tell me that wherever Buster is, if that's his home, if that's...
I heard it.
So it's been going like that for this amount of time?
Yes.
He puts up with that?
It would drive me crazy,
Rob,
Mark.
The first time I hear the thing go,
right,
I get the 9-volt and I change it. First time. I don't even wait for it to hear it a second time. Mark, I go to the battery box and I pick out a battery and I change the thing.
People will not change.
I don't know, man.
It was like I used,
I know
to,
people
go,
are
I used
weird.
To go to people's houses to watch movies. And the clock on the VCR used to blink. I'm like, dude, really? I'm supposed to watch a movie with that blinking for the next 2 hours?
You know, I so avoid going to people's homes because it is so nasty and disgusting.
Yes, most houses
Can
are.
Can I tell you this? My
You're
buddy
right.
from college, he had a little got in a little apartment. It took a bit of time. I'm not going to say your name because he might be listening. One of my friends from college. And I said, I got to use the bathroom. I walk into the bathroom.
Oh, stop.
Rob, I'm the toilet was black.
Stop.
It looked like carbon black. That's how bad it was.
Unbelievable.
It's just some places, I'm telling you.
No, I agree.
People have never learned how to clean. They don't know what they're doing. And if you're telling me that you still hear the beep from his smoke detector
from
like a week ago.
I hear it in my ear.
He's got to live with that beep every so often.
Mark, I hear it in my ear.
I can't hear it again.
From another country,
yeah,
right?
In Canada.
Over the radio. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Greg.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Well, I'm suffering through another day. You see, the guy went out, he retired in 1-2-3. This kid probably pitched a shutout for Boston.
No,
but, know,
and it was an easy 1-2-3 inning. It sure was.
They can't be mediocre pitchers either.
Well, Greg, you know, I mean, I know you poo-pooed me a while ago, and here we go. This will be a big weekend series going into Chicago. They got to get some steam going because
if they don't start hitting the ball, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, that's just plain not hitting, period.
I think Mark is right. They could be out of first place come Sunday night.
Would not surprise me at all.
Because they're not hitting. They're not hitting, and they don't have – they got decent pitching, but they ain't got the kind of pitching they can go through series without hitting. This ain't the 63 Dodgers. There ain't no Koufax and Drysdale out there. They can't win 2-1.
You're willing to say that Verlander, Scherzer is not Koufax and Drysdale, but still.
You know how bad it is. It just showed like the announcers when they picked who's going to be the starter of the game, and it looks like Craig Monroe picked Big Poppy.
He actually went with Ortiz, the other team.
He didn't. He didn't.
Of course he didn't.
I don't know if you watched First Take today, but your boy Skip Bayless had a field day.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, those are my God. Those are the days he thrives. Are you kidding? He probably couldn't sleep last night.
Rob, what's the last time I ever watched First Take?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
It was in December and a year and a half ago.
That's it. I haven't watched it since. I back my brother.
He was on there today. LeBron has got to be tougher. He should have prepared. Even they said, who in the hell prepared for the air conditioning going out?
Well, the only thing is, and we're going to get into that, Greg, and I'm going to say this to
Look
you.
At the Phillies.
What?
Making a ton of moves.
Did they drop people?
They're dropping guys, bringing
Good.
Guys up in the minors.
They should, Mark. That's what you do when you're not winning. But, Greg, let me say this to you real quick, and we're going to get into this. The reaction to LeBron, and I told Mark this. We talked about it. You know why he gets that reaction? LeBron made the biggest mistake of his career, and he's still paying for it. And I'll tell you this. People, NBA America and fans, they still dislike this guy. They don't care that he's won 2 championships. It doesn't matter. He has permanently damaged himself. You would have thought he would have been rehabilitated by now and that people would like him. You know why? Because he's won, right? It's not the case. People still don't like the whole situation that went down, and don't look at him. He should be in the situation where even people earlier in Michael Jordan's career didn't like Michael Jordan. What happened, Mark? They grew to like him and respect him, right? Because he was a winner. And that's not happening with LeBron James. They wait for the first inkling of trouble or the smell of blood or the sight of blood to pounce on this guy, and that's the way it's going to be his whole career.
Well, I'm like this, and I've said it a million times. He played 7 years. It's the length of his contract in Cleveland. They never built a team around him.
Greg, you're preaching to the choir, and you're going to just get blue in the face over saying the same things over and over about him.
Because it's the same thing when Barry Sanders retired. And I had guys just get pissed off at me. He quit on the Lions. He quit on the Lions, and he was here 10 years.
Hey, Greg, he did quit. Come on, he did quit.
Do you blame him for quitting?
Yeah, you know
team?
Why? You know why? God, you know no, why I blame no. him? You know please why? Don't. I'm just gonna say. You know why I blame him?
16 years later.
Because year after year, when that team had a bad coach in Wayne Fonts,
he never said a word.
They went to him every time and asked, should Wayne Fonts keep his job? And you know what he said? Wayne's doing a fine job. I don't have any issue with it. So that's your fault. That's your fault that you endorsed a bad coach year after year after year. That's why he never won.
Rob, compared to the coaches they've had, Wayne Fonts don't look that
bad. Not with that team. Not with Greg. I mean, that's a funny line. Not with the team.
They had all pros there
all across that team.
And Kevin Glover, they had Lomas Brown. They had guys who had made all pro squads.
Greg, go listen to the videotape.
Why are we talking about that from 16 years ago?
I know that. Can't do it.
They beat those Cowboys. They beat the Cowboys that went on to win 3 Super Bowls. They didn't just beat them. They crushed them.
Thanks, Greg. I can't take it.
Stop.
What do you mean I'm fired? What's the deal?
Oh, there you go. What do you mean I'm fired? There's the way, though, that I love and respect. All right. Miss, I suppose. Hey, Benito's Pizza, we're going to start digging in next, so hang tight. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130. Can't wait to dig in. Detroit's 1130, WDF on the Fan, and we're about to eat some pizza.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDF in the Fan.
All right, it's big weekend. You're doing your driving. You're heading up north. Wherever you're going, you still got to make sure that that summertime ride is taken care of, and you got to take it, whether it's something that needs to be done or just routine maintenance, to the big pros. And like Rob Parker just did, was it just yesterday?
Yes.
Expert Car Care. That's where you need to be. That's where you need to go. That's where you need to have it happen.
You know, when I got in the car today with the brakes that they fixed, Mark, I didn't have to think about it. They were working beautifully. I loved every minute of it. The brakes weren't squeaking because I went to Expert Car Care right there on 7 Mile Road. They also offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, just like they did for me, Mark, the same day.
Expert Car Care, that's XPERT. They service everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Something as simple as a wiper blade or as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. Be sure to mention these two cats that you're looking at right now at ParkerTheMan.com. And if you're not, you should be. And something nice will happen to you.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man, or actually be Rob Parker and walk into the place, get some work done. You'll get a free oil change. How's that?
Like you did.
With any work done, but also, Mark, they got an even better deal. You could also get a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's over $100 right there in savings just for saying Parker the Man. Expert Car Care, Mike, was it Brian, too? And the great Peeps.
Brian took care of everything.
How about that? 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, as Rob was there, and 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Wrap is next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
All right, let's get you caught up here. We got a lot to do, so much to do on a Friday night in the Motor City. I just like saying that. The Motor City.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man. Time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Tigers have just struck themselves out of inning two. You know what, Austin Jackson, I used to rip on Curtis Granderson for the K's. I can't take him. I can't take him. If I'm your manager, you're sitting down. Hey, Brad Ausmus, you hear me? If that guy's my player, the way he's been hitting, he sits. He sits. We find a 15-day DL for him, or he just sits. Because right now, he's not on his game. So the Tigers are done with two. The Red Sox go into bat in the third against Drew Smyly. Lead 1-0 on the Xander Bogaerts RBI double. So far, so good a little, I guess, because it could have been a lot worse in that first inning. And the Tigers, again, with zeros on the board for the first two. Smyly against De La Rosa. De La Rosa's had one start this year, and it was a good one. But you should be able to get to them at home. 1-0 Red Sox right now going to the third. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA Finals Game 2 is Sunday in San Antonio. Spurs up 1-0. Also news today that the Utah Jazz are this close to hiring former Duke star, who has a law degree from Duke, former Missouri coach, current Atlanta Hawks assistant coach, Quinn Snyder, as their new head man. Stanley Cup Finals Game 2 is tomorrow at 7 o'clock with L.A. at home and up 1-0 over the Rangers. Also in the National Hockey League today, what an opportune time during the finals for Pittsburgh, Mario Lemieux and company, to fire Dan Bylsma, their head coach, and hire Jim Rutherford, the former Red Wing goaltender, to be their new general manager. So new GM is Jim Rutherford. Bylsma's out. Will they go after Mike Babcock, those Pittsburgh Penguins, now with a coaching vacancy? French Open tennis men's semis, top seed Rafael Nadal blew away Andy Murray, 6-3, 6-2, 6-1. He'll face Novak Djokovic, who needed four sets to take down Ernest Gulbis, 6-3, 6-3, 3-6, 6-3. That's a song. Nadal and Djokovic after Sharapova plays Halep. Is that the number? 6-3, 6-3, 3-6, 6-3? 6-3, What about Coffee Talk? What's that phone number? 4-4-4-4-4-4-4. Nadal and Djokovic after Sharapova plays Halep in the women's finale in Paris. Other baseball American League games underway. A's 2-0 over the Orioles in the second. They're already hitting homers there. Josh Donaldson is 17th. Boy, those A's. They're different right now. They're the number one run differential in baseball, plus 120. You know who's second? The Giants at plus 60. Twice as many as the next team down. Mariners. Well, good pitching will always beat good hitting, right? Is that what we always say? Mariners and Rays, no score in the second. Other games start later. Interleague Series, Cardinals over the Blue Jays. Toronto playing at home against St. Louis, 1-0 in the first. National League, they're in the 11th inning right now. The Marlins and Cubs are tied at 3. Pirates over the Brewers, 2-0 first. Reds and Phillies, no score second. PGA St. Jude, round 2 in Memphis. More storm problems. Just havoc over there. Some guys never teed off for round 2. Ben Crane finished. He shot a 65 to go with a 63. He's at minus 12. He has a 6-stroke lead. Phil Mickelson never started round 2. He tees at 8-10 tomorrow. John Daly finished. He shot a 67. He's 1 under par, but everybody's trailing Ben Crane. And with the U.S. Open next week, they're not going to, you know, if this thing don't get done Sunday, I just might say to hell with it. NASCAR's at Pocono for the Pocono 400 Sunday qualification this afternoon. Another track record in pole for Denny Hamlin. 181.1. He's won 4 times at Pocono. This is his, what, 3rd or 4th pole at Pocono. Kurt Busch joins Hamlin on the front row. Rochester's Brad Keselowski was 3rd in qualifying. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
There we go.
Hey! Little Russian round.
Little Russian Cossack.
Cossack. Very good. I don't know if you knew the word.
Cossack. What do you think? I don't know Cossack.
You're Russian. I'm a Russian guy.
I've had a black Russian before.
What about a white Russian? You ever had a white Russian?
No, no white Russian.
No white Russian. God forbid.
God forbid. What do you want me to do here?
This is Benito's Pizza. My first sampling. Always wait till right around now. Give it good play. By the way, 2 medium pies for $14.99.
Wow.
Hello, how are you doing today?
What are they giving away? They're giving away.
Giving it away.
Giving it away. Mark, we got to take a picture.
This would be their supreme, or they're loaded up. This is the whole deal. This is pepperoni and shrooms and sausage and green pepper, and it's got the sauce the way I like it. Look at that. We'll put that on Facebook, and I'll tweet it.
Look at Mark.
How was that again?
That's Mike Ilitch after having some pizza that wasn't Little Caesars. He just, I don't know if he liked it as well.
I'll tell you though, I told you I'm a paying customer at Benito's. So, as great as always, Benito's pizza.
Very good. I would have liked a little more cheese on mine. You like it because you're a sauce guy.
I'm a sauce, it's the sauce, that's why I like Benito's.
See, I'm one of those guys. I get lost in the sauce. I'm looking for cheese.
You can get the crust with the garlic butter, the Parmesan, Cajun, and sesame. I think I know this by the top of my head.
Josh, take a slice.
West Bloomfield, Farmington Hills, right there at the corner of 14 Mile and Farmington Road. They deliver, of course, and it's benitospizza.com. They got a ton of locations.
Tell Justin to come get a slice of pizza. He can leave that machine for 2 seconds.
I'm going to be watching you people carefully because you got to leave me at least one more piece.
You got a piece there.
All right.
Justin's about to get a piece.
All I'm asking for is one more. We don't have that many guys here.
Get a piece, please.
So if you're watching.
Grab a napkin right there.
ParkerTheMan.com right now.
We got to make sure we take care of the staff. Gary, you sure you're all right, EP? One more? One more? Okay, we got that.
Oh, my. This has just been a terrific week. And another one coming. Benito's. Lots of locations. This is a particular one. It's from 14 in Farmington.
All right. Our telephone number is 248-848-1130.
And their number, just in case you want to order right now while we're watching, or you're watching, and we're watching that, 248-851-7770. 248-851-7770. Put it in your phone. Commit it to memory. It's not just for breakfast anymore. Whew. I don't know if I can go on.
All right. All right, Mark. Let's get into the LeBron and
LeBron James.
Yep. 248.
Hello, LeBron. How you doing?
248-848-1130.
First of all, what did you thought when you went? Because it happened after we were gone last night. I went back home and watched the end of the game, and I saw what happened to him, and I actually felt bad for the dude at the time, because if you've done anything and you've ever had cramps, you know what happens. And I wasn't surprised by the complete and utter vile nature of the social media that followed that.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's for a reason, though. The nature of that thing is vile anyway, so we get that, right? But the reason they're so quick to attack him is because he made the biggest mistake when he left Cleveland. And the way he went about it and the way he put together this dream team and the way he's destroyed the NBA for most NBA fans, Mark, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, LeBron James has damaged the NBA by putting together this dream team, going to the NBA Finals 4 years in a row, where everybody else, the other 28, 27 franchises around the NBA, sits there with their hands in their pockets. You think that's good? I know the league has always been, Mark, few teams have an opportunity, but it's, you know when the last time a team went 4 years in a row? In the 80s. Larry Bird, in the 80s, mid-80s, Mark, that's how long it's been. So don't tell me that everybody should trumpet LeBron and he's the greatest. He hurt the association, whether people want to admit it or not. And you know what? People haven't warmed up to LeBron. People have not said, oh, he's won a couple of championships. He has his supporters. He has people say he's the greatest player ever. I've heard it. There are those guys who, no matter what, even when he was losing, they always made excuses.
Sometimes
what do you want? He don't have a team in Cleveland. So what? They won 60 games during the regular season.
Sometimes I think people say that about LBJ, about LeBron, because they know there are so many that don't think that. Sometimes I think it's kind of wicked in the sense that they don't necessarily believe, because nobody can believe that he's better than Michael Jordan. That's just
nobody.
The way it is.
Thank you, Mark.
Michael Jordan, I think it was you that once mentioned we need to change the logo of the NBA, make it Jumpman instead of the Jerry West silhouette. I'd be all in on that. Jerry West was the face of the league for a good 30,
you know
40
what?
Years.
I'm going to send that in to Silver, the new commissioner.
I think Jumpman should be the.
That's what he should do. You want to do something, Mark? That's what you should do. You want to leave a mark? Okay, what did you do? Silver as commissioner. A, you got rid of Donald Sterling, and quick, fast, you got to earn
well
a lot
done.
Of respect.
Good job.
Now, let's celebrate the greatest player ever played, the Michael Jordan. Enough with the Jerry West. Okay, that was cool. It's all right to change the logo. It's okay. Go with the times.
Hey, United Airlines has done it. Plenty of places have taken iconic logos and changed them as time goes by. Airlines do it all the time. I just brought up United because my dad used to work on that campaign in advertising. I've always thought about that. I thought that should have been changed at the start of the Y2K or the 21st century.
Absolutely. And they missed the boat on that. I mean, they missed the boat. Now, I don't agree with the Miami Heat have his number retired. I don't see that as being a way to celebrate Michael Jordan. That's
have the 23 retired by the league?
Right. I don't believe that. I think that has to be a very special thing, and you just can't do that. What Jackie Robinson did is beyond baseball, Mark. It's bigger than baseball. It's not just on the field.
Well, what about the 99 of Gretzky? basically nobody wears 99, so they can just say, you know, it's retired by the league.
That's a great. No, I would same thing. I don't see it that way. You got to be above and beyond. Jackie Robinson changed the world, changed this country as we know it.
Well, he championed it all, and that's a difference between being a champion.
He gave up his life, Mark, to be able to make that happen, and that's.
EP, just take that off the screen, because if I met, oh, is that Gary? Was that you? Just take that, I'll say it, and it'll just cause a firestorm, and I don't need it.
About who? What is that? Don't say it.
I don't want to say it. I'll tell you. Nobody needs to know. Why would you even write that?
And John Davis, who's just texted me, our buddy JD, talking about change the MLB logo to a syringe. Now, come on, John. Stop it. You know what kills me?
Hold on, let me think that out.
No, what kills me is, the NFL, they suspended all these guys. Tigers are on the ball. There's 1-1.
There you go. Nick Castellanos is scoring around third.
1-1 in the third inning.
Yeah, hey, look, I don't know who's stupider right now, the Tigers or the Red Sox. Probably the Red Sox.
It's
look at that Castellanos.
Romaine Letters got it done.
Look at your Andrew Romine is getting things done for your Detroit Tigers. What were you saying now about it was something with the syringe?
No, that's what John Davis said.
No, you were going to make a comment about the NFL, MLB.
The NFL, every day somebody gets suspended, Mark, for drugs, all kind of stuff. And nobody even flinches.
No,
NFL. It just goes on the bottom, and nobody just goes by.
Every day.
Every day there's somebody.
4-game suspension.
8-game
missed the full season.
Exactly, and nothing.
I don't know if it's because there's 53 guys in every team, and then there's practice guys and the practice squad. Maybe it's just because some of the names that get thrown out. I guarantee if Aaron Rodgers ever had to miss a season because of drugs or steroids, you pay more attention.
Well, yeah. Well, because they don't – well, Mark, because they don't test for HGH. Now,
that's the big one.
You test for HGH in the NFL.
For many years, human growth hormone never had a test that could detect it in your system.
And now, if you test for that, now I think we were talking about someone – I'm not saying who, but big-time players.
Well, I had a guy who's very much into steroids, and he said, you know, we've already got a way to supersede the test
they have.
To supersede even that, the most critical of tests that they have now for HGH. Anabolic steroids was easy. HGH was very difficult to test for. You couldn't tell because you couldn't tell what was natural in the body and what was artificial in the body. So if you've ever taken them, wink, wink, you'd know the difference. You know that there is actually a major difference in there. So
getting back to LeBron, and this is where we are.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, let's talk more about that next. 248-848-1130.
And are you rooting now more for LeBron as we go forward with this NBA Finals Game 2, of course, is Sunday, because there was so much hate or whatever word you want to use against LeBron, or do you understand it? I just want to hear.
Well, you know, I'm glad, too, that we're not sitting here talking about the merits of getting cramps.
No, I don't want to.
Dude,
talk about
I got to tell you
cramps
something.
Cramps are cramps.
If you haven't played in anything and you know what cramps are as an athlete, then it's way too remedial for me. It's just too remedial. But the idea that you're bringing up, which is he brought this on himself.
And Mark,
any misstep was going to be done this way in a social media world.
They pounce on him because of it.
Michael Jordan never had to go through that. He got out while the getting was good, right before the heavy internet,
yep,
and right before social media. Kobe's had to put up with it.
Yep, Kobe has been bad.
He has been skewered by it.
Yep.
Shaq's been skewered by it. Everybody worth their salt is skewered by it. Nobody gets out alive when it comes to social media.
You see those marks on my back? I mean.
Oh, dude.
Where's the barbecue sauce?
Cha. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. We're eating Benito's Pizza, people. Benito's. One of their locations is 14 Mile in Farmington right there. I go there all the time. Thank you very much. Eating Benito's Pizza on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. This is much better to look at that than me anyhow. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan. Time now for the lighter side of golf with our guy Bob Krause. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. It's Bob Krause on a Friday. On WDFN, The Fan.
Hey, I'm Bob Krause. This is The Lighter Side of Golf. Okay, you guys all heard about the release in the golf swing. What is it and where does it occur? Where does it occur is pretty much at the golf ball and then into the finish. What it is the hands for right-handed golfers. The right hand actually rolls over the left. I call it kiss your wrist. So when you're hitting a golf ball and you strike the golf ball, you want the right hand to roll gently over the left hand until the wrists get closer together. So as you're coming into the shot, you want to think about the left hand, the back of the left hand knuckles facing down towards the ground. This will allow the hands to go down and release and the club face will follow. If the hands are doing that, the club face will follow, and it'll close down, and you hit the ball a lot straighter. So just think knuckles down, back of the left hand down. This is going to help you release the blade or the driver, because if you don't release the driver, it's going way right, and you're going to hit the ball a lot straighter. So take that with you. I'm Bob Krause. That's the lighter side of golf.